What are some of the new directions in clinical research that you think are going to be most promising over the next 5 or 10 years?
The areas that I see as being most promising are really the incorporation of the targeted agents, and that falls into kind of two categories. One, how best to use the targeted agents. Can we use combined targeted therapies, sort of like was done in Bond 2, using an anti-angiogenic agent along with an EGFR inhibitor, and potentially using that as the primary initial treatment without chemotherapy for somebody who's not going to become a surgical candidate, with the hope that maybe it makes it more tolerable for them without having chemotherapy given in that initial phase, having chemotherapy available then as sort of a backup treatment. Obviously, there are side effects to the EGFR inhibitors and bevacizumab, but potentially it would allow us to delay the use of oxaliplatin and therefore, in a sense, preserve its use at a later date if we can buy some time with just targeted therapy. The other area, though, I think that all of us hope will really evolve is the idea of individualizing therapy, and that falls into two areas. One, defining what therapies a patient may most benefit from, as well as also trying to define how a patient's going to respond to those therapies using pharmacogenomics. With some of the early trials going on, like E5202, trying to define high-risk factors, maybe it does allow us to individualize therapy, but also looking at some of the things that are just now entering therapy, such as UGT1A1 testing to define appropriate doses of CPT-11. That hopefully will make therapies not only more effective, but also make them more tolerable for patients. Having been involved with oncology, and particularly GI oncology, now since the mid-1990s, it's been very rewarding to see the rapid progression of treatment options, outcomes for patients, going from an era where we were really debating how best to give 5-FU and leucovorin to now trying to decide how to use this wealth of agents that are coming along. It makes me very encouraged that, well, we're not necessarily going to cure colorectal cancer in the next few years. We are developing effective therapies that are allowing people to live longer but meaningful lives that hopefully with a few more years of work, maybe we can convert colorectal cancer in many instances into a more chronic disease, allowing people to live beyond that seemingly 2-year barrier that we've run up to recently.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.